Week 16 starts tonight. Winnipeg hosting Hamilton, and then games tomorrow and Monday as well. We have Justin Duncan. He joins us on the program right now as we continue on Football Fridays. Hello, Justin. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Pat. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing really well, and looking forward to, well, a few things on the CFL front, because we had some good games this week, and we'll get to a few of those in a second. But let's start with what's coming up on Wednesday. Deadline day on Wednesday as we get closer and closer to the 2017 trade deadline. How busy are we expecting deadline day to be in the CFL?
Well, I feel like it could be a lot like the trade deadline in the NHL when we get to the actual day, right? Some depth pieces could be added to the teams that have either clinched the playoffs or are on the verge of doing so. And the one big name to monitor, you know, as we reported pretty well at Three Down Nation, is, you know, what happens with Zach Collaros? Does he potentially get dealt at the deadline, with the way the Ticats season has been going, and especially once we find out the result from tonight in Winnipeg when Hamilton takes on the Bombers? Because right now, the Ticats playoff hopes are in their own hands if they win out, but if they lose this one in Winnipeg, that could drastically change.
Yeah, and certainly that game that they gave away against Toronto last week did not help Hamilton's cause either. What are you expecting on the Collaros front? How much of a likelihood is there that Collaros ends up getting dealt?
It's so hard to say, right? Because it could change based on what happens this weekend, and you never know what sort of offer comes down the line, right? And obviously, what pops to mind for me is the Drew Willey trade. Like, I wouldn't have ever thought that the Bombers probably could have even imagined they got an offer like that for their backup quarterback. Now, obviously, a much different situation with Collaros and why he's the backup there in Hamilton and still young and a lot of talent there. But it's really hard to say. I feel like it's possible, but I also could see him staying there too past the deadline because Jeremiah Masoli is not under contract. And if right. you don't feel like you're going to lock down Masoli, then you might not have an experienced CFL quarterback going into next season.
Who would the candidates be to potentially acquire Collaros' services? What teams jump to mind immediately for you?
First and foremost, it has to be the Toronto Argonauts, right? We saw what happened when Ricky Ray went down and Cody Fajardo got the start, or sorry, Jeff Matthews, and then Cody Fajardo came in, and yep. that was in Montreal a few weeks ago, right? So I feel like they're definitely the top team in terms of wanting his services, but the Argos maybe feel like they can get him for nothing in the offseason if the Ticats are going to ask him to restructure the deal. So it's a bit of a cat and mouse game there, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see how that ends up playing out. Certainly we're talking about a guy who not that long ago was in the MOP conversation and now potentially on the trade block in Hamilton when it comes to Zach Collaros. His name is Justin Dunk. He's our CFL insider from Three Down Nation. Now, we have seen a trade already this week as Edmonton acquired running back C.J. Gable from Hamilton. I guess give us the lowdown on that. What led up to that, and how did that trade end up getting agreed upon?
Well, what really triggered this was the injury to Trayvon Van in Edmonton's game last week. They're really high on Trayvon Van for a number of reasons. They like what he gives them in the return game, out of the backfield as a receiver, and feel like he's solid in pass protection. But when Van went down, the Eskimos had known that Gable was possibly available, so circled back with the Ticats, negotiated, obviously got the deal done, and the Eskimos get an all-star caliber back to fill in for Van to add to an already potent offense, and he might be, probably is actually, a better pass protector than Van, so upgrade there, and he's coming off a great game, over 150 yards and two TDs last week himself.
So you like the acquisition? You think it makes the Eskimos better?
I definitely do, especially when you're looking at this team competing in the West Division. You got to have talent as much as you can. And even though their offense is stacked and they have a lot of weapons, it can never hurt to add another one, especially with the quality of player that C.J. Gable is. And, you know, they give up a couple negligent offensive linemen. And you feel like those Americans might be a little easier to find on the offensive line than the Canadians. So the Eskimos are probably feeling like they got a decent deal. That said, Gable is a pending free agent come February, so his deal will be up. So I'm sure the Ticats didn't mind getting a little something in return for a guy that maybe they would have had to pay a decent amount of money to re-sign.
Marquee matchup tomorrow seems to be the game between Saskatchewan and Toronto. Maybe marquee matchup of the week in the CFL. Riders playing well. Argos are playing well. We'll get to Toronto in just a second. But first on the Saskatchewan side of things, also a spotlight on this game because of who's debuting. Trent Richardson makes his Riders debut tomorrow night.
You got it, Pat. I'll be there live at BMO Field to take it in. I'm very curious to see what he did. I actually went back and looked up what Ricky Williams did in his debut, and not that you know, there's a huge connection there that's going to tell you what Richardson is going to do. But Ricky Williams actually fared pretty well. He had 18 carries for over 90 yards in that first game way back in 05 with the Argos. So I feel like, obviously, it's a little different situation. You know, it's over a decade later. But that Richardson could have a solid debut here from all the things that I've been hearing.
Hasn't played in a professional game since 2014. That would be the only worry or the biggest worry when it comes to Richardson, right?
It would be, but, you know, to me, at the running back position, it's really not a huge concern, right? I'd be a little more worried if it was, you know, guy maybe on the defensive side of the ball and he has to react. But Richardson has been in a preseason game, right? So he's been in some live action as recently, obviously, as 2015, even though it's been a little bit of time. This guy's had so many snaps in football in his entire life. Like, just think of all the downs he's played at Alabama and then in the NFL that, you know, people talk about Russ, and I feel like that's so overrated in a way, and I think at the running back position even more so.
Okay. With Justin Dunk from Three Down Nation, he's our CFL insider. Number of notes on the other side of that matchup tomorrow on the Argos side of things. They've been busy lately. We know that, and they've also been playing some good football. They've won three in a row. What's led to this resurgence in Toronto?
Well, you got to start at the top, right? And you look at the offseason that they had, and it was sort of a running joke that the Argos didn't have a head coach or GM until, you know, nearly March. But maybe it ended up being a good thing that they didn't, because if the timing didn't work out, Mark Trestman and Jim Pop might not have been here together. So they get Mark Trestman and Jim Pop, and immediately this team has turned a corner, right? They put together a great coaching staff, you know, got some players up here from the NFL, like Victor Butler, who was a guy that had some production in the NFL, has been great on defense. They get Corey Chamberlain as their defensive coordinator, who has helped that unit go from, you know, bottom of the league to one of the ones in the top of the league. And I think that's really been the key. And obviously top of that list has been the way that Trestman has really put an emphasis on protecting Ricky Ray.
Now, there is some bad news on the Argos front. Linebacker Marcus Ball, 6-game injured list. What's the latest with him?
Yeah, so Ball, I feel like, you know, the Argos are sort of getting the sense that the East is pretty close to being locked up for them, even though they're 7-7. A lot of West fans might laugh at that, but they're pretty close to locking it down and having the number one seed in the East. So Marcus Ball is just sort of nursing more of a minor injury, and they're just sort of giving him some time so that he's going as 100% for the playoffs.
And is that a similar situation when it comes to Sean Lemon?
Yeah, Lemon's pretty much ready to go, guys. Like, if he really needed to play, he could go. But it's similar, right? They're going to take a look at some other guys and then really ensure that Lemon, just like Marcus Ball, is at full go when the games mean the most and it's do or die.
And finally, Khalil Bass signed off the practice roster. What can you tell us about him?
Well, Khalil Bass was a guy that burst onto the scene in Winnipeg, had a couple great years there, leaves and goes and signs in Ottawa in the offseason, and then really ended up not being super excited about the role that he ended up having near the end of his tenure in Ottawa. So gets released there, signs on with Toronto, which could be interesting to watch, too, because Bear Woods has just been taken to hospital, and the team's been very quiet on what's going on surrounding Woods. I'm told that he is supposed to be okay, but the fact that you have Bass and some added linebacker veteran depth, now the roster has already been set and Bass wasn't on it, so unless a last-minute change could be made, I don't know if we'll see Bass debut on Saturday or not with what's happened with Woods, but certainly nice to have that veteran presence there in Toronto, another guy in the linebacking core.
Good stuff, my man. Well, enjoy the Richardson debut against the Argos on Saturday. Enjoy week 16 in the CFL, and we will talk to you again next Friday.
Sounds good.
He's Justin Dunk. He is our CFL insider from 3downnation.com. Joins us every Friday as part of Football Friday here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.